For the 13th year, the Margaret Knapp Building, which is home to a number of organizations here in the Lenoxville area, offers services to the English-speaking community, and it's opening its doors and offers a chance to visitors to discover the several community organizations that it houses. Karina Pohl, Communications Officer for Townshippers Association, as well as Tanya Gibson from Mental Health Estri, an organization that is housed in the same building, is in the 88.9 Cube studio today. And they're going to tell us a little bit about that special day. Hello, Karina.
Hello.
So this is a big event. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. The Margaret Knapp Building is opening its doors again for the 13th year. We're really excited to invite the whole community to join us and learn about the organizations that operate out of the building, such as Townshippers Association, Mental Health Estri, the Township Sun, Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network, Townshippers Research and Cultural Foundation, and the Lenoxville District Women's Center. There are several other organizations that work out of the building, but those ones are getting together to host this open house.
And we have Tanya Gibson with us here today from Mental Health Estri. Hello, Tanya.
Hi.
So your organization is within the building as well, right?
That's correct.
And now, where exactly is the building located?
The Margaret Knapp Building is located on Queen Street at 257 Queen. It's right across from the old Pabst restaurant. And you can park on the front of the building. It's an old school building that used to belong to the Eastern Township School Board.
Right.
So a lot of older townshippers might recognize it as the former headquarters for the school board. You can park in the back, which is accessible via Charlotte Street.
Okay, so that's good to know. So the special day is on Wednesday, November 27th. And what's going to be happening?
We're planning on having some wonderful entertainment, and this year our entertainment will be provided by one of our Townships Expressions artists. Townships Expression is a boutique that is in our offices, but also online through our website. And you can buy artwork, music, books, calendars, various things that are either linked to the region or created by artists who live here.
Great time of the year to have this with Christmas coming up.
Exactly. And a lot of the items in the collection are wonderful stocking stuffers, and they're incredibly unique. And like I said, they have that special attachment to the region. So this year, our Townships Expression is going to be pianist Jan Graham. She's very well known in the region.
Yes.
So she'll be joining us. We'll also have refreshments. We're planning on having quite a few door prizes. And most of all, this is a time for the community to come and kind of mingle with all the different organizations, find out in a relaxed environment about what services we provide and what activities we do. And Tanya has one great activity from Mental Health Estri called the Hugs Project.
Okay, well, maybe she could tell us about that.
Okay, so Hugs is Mental Health Estri's annual outreach project. What is HUGS? HUGS stands for hats, underwear, gloves and mittens, socks and scarves. So this is a project that we do every year to help the homeless shelter in Sherbrooke. We accept new items only. Mental Health Estri is the only source of brand new items for the homeless shelter. So
On this special day, Wednesday, November 27th, people will be able to bring in either money or the items themselves. How does that work?
That's correct. They can give either a donation by writing a check to Mental Health Estri and writing HUGS in the memo line, and receipts will be issued, or they can bring in items. We would like to let the community know that we have received this year already a lot of scarves.
Okay.
So we'd like to emphasize the need for socks, hats, and gloves, especially for men if possible.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Do we have a lot of homeless people here in Sherbrooke?
Approximately 600 people visit the homeless shelter in Sherbrooke per year, 80% of which are men and 20% of which are women. Of that, 70 to 75% of the men suffer from a persistent mental illness, and 90 to 95% of the women suffer from a persistent mental illness. The homeless shelter gives them a place to stay for the evening. Of course, around 7 or 8 in the morning, the doors are closed, and therefore they're located on Galt West above Alexander, and the clients therefore have nowhere to go during the day. Oftentimes, they'll walk across the bridge over to La Chaudronnerie, Which is a really long walk, and at 7 or 8 in the morning, it's very cold out, as we know.
Right.
And so this campaign is really to help them during those really cold winter hours.
To keep warm. Okay, and so what else can we expect to find at the open house?
Well, along with Mental Health Estuary's Hugs Collection, which is just a wonderful campaign, the Women's Center is going to be launching their Bare Necessities campaign, which is collecting coats and non-perishable food items for students in need.
Do they have to be new items as well, like the coat?
I believe so, but okay. People can consult the Women's Center's website at ldwc.ca, I believe, to get all the information about that campaign. For townshippers, we're going to be collecting donations towards the next edition of Taproot, which is poetry and prose and images from the Eastern Townships. We've produced 4 of these previously, which have been wonderfully successful. It's been an opportunity for up-and-coming artists and authors to get exposure. And there's also been some well-known names published in there, such as Louise Abbott, Louise Penny, and other artists. So we're collecting submissions for that, which close out on January 31st. And right now we're looking for more submissions to fill the 5th edition, but we're also looking for patrons to support this book and help it be produced.
Okay, and what is QAHN all about?
The Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network, which is QAHN for short, they are in the field of heritage for the English-speaking community, and they have a great DVD that they have recently released called English Quebec in 100 Objects. It's a great stocking stuffer, and they're going to be offering it during the open house for 40% off. They also have a wonderful contest the day of the open house, and anybody who spends more than $10 will get an entry for a one-night double occupancy at the beautiful Ripple Cove Inn in Ayers Cliff.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And that's just one great contest. This year, also joining us for our open house, we have a very special guest in the Lennoxville Youth Center. They're coming along, and they will be selling tickets to raffle off a Keurig coffee brewer with a selection of coffee, and the funds will help them fund their various activities. So we're really thrilled to have the Youth Center joining us this year for the first time.
Well, that's great. It sounds like it's going to be a very interesting and community-oriented day, of course.
We certainly have a lot of activities going on, and we invite everyone to visit townshippers.qc.ca online to find out more about the various activities and how they can donate and what kind of donations they can make. And we hope everyone will join us.
And what time does it start on Wednesday?
It starts at 4:30. Of course, our offices are open during the day, so if anyone would like to pop in and shop for Townships Expressions or even over at QAHN and get some gift items, we'll be open.
And will they also be available after Wednesday as well?
Yes, they will. Our offices are, the whole building is usually open Monday to Thursday. On Friday, we tend to be closed to the public. Mm-hmm. But Monday to Thursday, people are welcome to jump in during business hours.
Okay, well, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about that. That's Karina Pohl, Communications Officer for Townshippers Association. And also thank you, Tanya Gibson from Mental Health Estuary.
Thank you.